Okay, let's try again.
All right.
Mulvey's was the first when I was in bed that morning, and Mr. Ruvio brought it in with the coffee. She stood there standing when I asked her to hand me, and I pointing to them, I couldn't think of the word, a hairpin to open it with. Ah, Hokia, disobliging old thing, and it's staring her in the face with a switch of fool's hair in her and vain about her appearance. Ugly as she was, near 80 or 100, her face a mass of wrinkles, with all her religion domineering, because she could never get over the Atlantic fleet coming in, half the ships of the world, and the Union Jack flying with all her cabineros, because 4 drunken English sailors took all the rock from them, because I didn't run into mass often enough in Santa Maria to please her, with her shawl up in her, except when there was a marriage on, with all her miracles of the saints and her black blessed virgin with the silver dress. And the sun dancing 3 times on Easter Sunday morning, and when the priest was going by with the bell, bringing the Vatican to the dying, blessing herself for his majestad, an admirer, he signed it, and he jumped out of my skin. I wanted to pick him up when I saw him following me along the Calle Real in the shop window. Then he tipped me, just in passing. I never thought he'd write, making an appointment. I had it inside my petticoat bodice all day, reading it up in every hole and corner, while Father was up at the drill, instructing, to find out by the handwriting or the language of stamps, singing, I remember, shall I wear a white rose? And I wanted to put on the old stupid clock to near the time. He was the first man kissed me under the Moorish wall. My sweetheart, when a boy, it never entered my head what kissing meant till he put his tongue in my mouth. His mouth was sweet like young. I put my knee up to him a few times to learn the way. What did I tell him I was engaged for? Fun. To the son of a Spanish nobleman named Don Miguel de la Flora. And he believed that I was to be married to him in 3 years' time. As many a true word spoken in jest. There is a flower that bloometh. A few things I told him true about myself, just for him to be imagining the Spanish girls he didn't like. I suppose one of them wouldn't have him. I got him excited. He crushed all the flowers on my bosom he brought me. He couldn't count the passatas and the perigordas till I taught him. Capaquin he came from, he said, on the black water. But it was too short than the day before he left. May. Yes, it was May when the infant king of Spain was born. I'm always like that in the spring.
Oh. Mulvey was the first. Mulvey, I was in Gibraltar. When I was in bed that morning, and Mrs. Rubio brought it in, a letter, obviously. Mrs. Rubio must be a Spanish servant, with the coffee. She stood there standing when I asked her to hand it to me, the letter, and I pointing at them. I couldn't think of the word, a hairpin. She needs a hairpin to open the letter, to open it with. Ah, and the Spanish word seems to be Orquilla. Disobliging old thing. The servant, and it staring her in the face with her switch of false hair on her and vain about her appearance, ugly as she was, near 80 or 100, her face a mass of wrinkles, with all her religion domineering, because she never could get over the Atlantic fleet coming in. And it is that the British Atlantic fleet took over possession of Gibraltar. So it was British. And a local wouldn't like that. Fleet coming in, half the ships of the world, and the Union Jack flying with all her carabineros, because 4 drunken English sailors took all the rock from them. So it was a very small group of soldiers that occupied the rock. And because I didn't run into mass often enough, that's again back to Rubiero and Mrs. Rubio. And you see, she's moving from one thing to the other. In Rento Marzo, in Santa Maria, to please her, with a shawl up on her, except with the marriage on, there was a marriage on, with all her miracles of the saints, and the black blessed virgin, the simply black virgin there, with a silver dress, and the sun dancing three times on Easter Sunday morning. There's an Irish superstition that the sun dances on Easter Sunday three times. So that is a kind of a historical legend of something. The sun dancing three times on Easter morning. And when the priest was going by with a bell, bringing the Vatican, she doesn't know the word. The word is Viaticum. Viaticum, which is the technical term for what's happening at the moment, and she confuses it with Vatican, so it's another error, to the dying, blessed herself for His Majesty, an admirer, he signed it. Ah, that was the letter that she got. I near jumped out of my skin. I wanted to pick him up when I saw him following me along the Galleria Reale, that must be the Malvi, in the shop window. Then he tipped me just in passing. That probably tipped his hat just in passing. But I never thought he'd right, making an appointment. I had it inside my petticoat bodice all day, reading it up in every hole and corner, while Father was up at the drill instructing. Now, remember, we thought the Father was a major in the British Army. That I don't know whether a major was in charge of the drill. So it's just possible that he was a sergeant major who would be, but I can't resolve it. While Father was at the door instructing to find out by the handwriting or the language of stamps. You know, you can, according to how you put the stamps, upside down or sideways, there is also a code in that. Singing, I remember, "Shall I Wear a Red Rose?" That's a song. "Shall I Wear a Red Rose or a White?" And I wanted to put on the old stupid clock. Put on the old stupid clock, put it forward to near the time. He was the first man kissed me under the Moorish wall. There's a Moorish wall in Gibraltar. And of course, the Moors, the Africans, were there. "My sweetheart when a boy," must be a song. It never entered my head what kissing meant till he put his tongue into my mouth. His mouth was sweet-like, young. I put my knee up to him a few times. So she, like probably Molly too, or Nora Barnacle, she seems to have taken some of the initiative. I put my knee up into him a few times to learn the way. What did I tell him? I was engaged for fun to the son of a Spanish nobleman named Don Miguel de la Flora. So you have another alternative name of Bloom, de la Flora. And he believed me that I was to be married to him in 3 years' time. There's many a true word spoken in jest. That's a proverb, and we've heard it already in the Cyclops chapter. Then the next is a song. Again, we heard that. There's a flower that bloometh. So playing on the word flower. A few things I told him, too, about myself, just for him to be imagining. The Spanish guard he didn't like, so Mulvey must have been a soldier or an officer. I suppose one of them wouldn't have him. I got him excited. He crushed all the flowers on my bosom he brought me. He couldn't count the pesetas, he didn't know the Spanish money, and the peragordas. What is a peragorda? Some of you may know.
It might be the smaller unit than the peseta.
I don't know. Then I taught him. Capoquin he came from. Capoquin looks medieval, but it is actually an Irish town. Capoquin, Mulvey, he came from, he said, on the Blackwater. That's, of course, the river. Blackwater, it's the name. But it was too short then, the day before he left. May, yes it was, May, when the infant king of Spain was born. The infant king of Spain.
The infant king of Spain was born.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, May. So, now we hear more.
Okay. I'm always like that in the spring, like a new fellow every year. Up on the tip-top, under the rock gun, near O'Hara's tower, I told him I was struck by lightning and all about the old Barbary apes they sent to Clapham, without a tail, careering all over the show, on each other's back, Mrs. Ruvio said. She was a regular old rock scorpion, robbing the chickens out of Inca's farm and throw stones at you if you went near. He was looking at me. I had that white blouse on, open at the front to encourage him as much as I could, without too openly. They were just beginning to be plump. I said I was tired. We lay over the fir tree cove, a wild place. I suppose it must be the highest rock in existence. The galleries and casemates and those frightful rocks. And St. Michael's Cave with the icicles, or whatever they call them, hanging down, and ladders, all the mud plotching my boots. I'm sure that's the way down. The monkeys go under the sea to Africa when they die. The ships out far, like chips. That was the Malta boat passing, yes.
Yeah. Hey, when the infant king of Spain was born, I'm always like that in the spring. I like a new fellow every year, up on the tip-top under the rock gun, again in Israel, near O'Hara's towers. These are places in Gibraltar, which, as I already said, I believe, Joyce did not know. He had it all from books. Gibraltar, near O'Hara's tower. I told him it was struck by lightning and all about the old Barbary apes. Gibraltar, for those who've been there, will remember, is known for their apes. They sit there and they're quite actually offensive. They take things out of your pockets. Mm-hmm. All the old Barbary apes. They're sent to Clapham. I don't know why they sent no. Without a tail, they don't have tails, careering all over the show, on each other's back. Mrs. Rubio said she was a regular old rock scorpion. An inhabitant of Gibraltar is called a rock scorpion. Robbing the chickens, that is the apes, out of Inch's farm and throw stones at you if you went near. He, that is Mulvey again, not the name, he was looking at me. I had that white blouse on, open in the front, to encourage him as much as I could, without too openly. They, the rest, were just beginning to be plump. I said I was tired. We lay over the fir tree cove, the Jolter place. And of course, Molly wouldn't spell places with the capital letters. A wild place. I suppose it must be the highest rock in existence. The galleries and casemates is a receptacle for water they have, and those frightful rocks, I'd say Michael's Cave, there is such a cave, with the icicles, or whatever they call them, hanging down, and ladders, all the mud, clutching my boots. I'm sure that's the way down the monkeys go under the sea to Africa. There was a rumor that the apes would go through an underground tunnel, Africa, when they die. The ships out for like chips. That was the Malta boat passing. And now we hear it again.
Sea and the sky, you could do what you like to lie there forever. He caressed them outside. They love doing that. It's the roundness there. I was leaning over him with my white rice straw hat to take the newness out of it. The left side of my face the best. My blouse open for his last day. Transparent kind of shirt he had. I could see his chest, pink. He wanted to touch mine with his for a moment, but I wouldn't let him. He was awfully put out first, for fear, you never know, consumption, or leaving with a child. Embarazada, that old servant Inez told me that one drop, even if it got into you at all. After I tried with the banana, but I was afraid it might break and get lost up in me somewhere. Yes, because they once took something down out of a woman that was up there for years, covered with lime salts. They're all mad to get in there where they come out of. You think they could never get far enough up. And then they're done with you in a way till the next time. Yes, because there's a wonderful feeling there all the time. So tender. How did we finish it off? Yes. Oh, yes. I pulled him off into my handkerchief, pretending not to be excited, but I opened my legs. I wouldn't let him touch me inside my petticoat. I had a skirt opening up the side. I tortured the life out of him first, tickling him. I loved riding that dog in the hotel. His eyes shut and a bird flying below us. He was shy. All the same, I liked him. Like that morning, I made him blush a little when I got over him that way. When I unbuttoned him and took his out and drew back the skin. It had a kind of eye in it. They're all buttons, man, down the middle on the wrong side of them. Molly, darling, he called me. What was his name? Jack, Joe, Harry Mulvey, was it? Yes.
That was the Walter boy boat passing, yes. The sea and the sky. You could do what you liked. Lie there forever. He caressed them outside. They love doing that. It's the roundness there. I was leaning over him with my white rice straw hat to take the newness out of it, out of the hat. The left side of my face, the best. My blouse open for his last day. Yeah, Molly, a soldier, had to go away. Transparent kind of shirt he had. I could see his chest, pink. He wanted to touch mine with his. For a moment. but I wouldn't let him. He was awfully put out first, for fear. You never know. Consumption. Or leave me with child. And I think the Spanish word for pregnant, or one of them, is embarazada. It's funny that most pregnant was used, words for pregnant were a euphemism, and they often seem to be something unpleasant, embarazada, which may well be the Spanish word, or one of them. That old servant, Ines, told me that one drop, even if it got into you at all, after I tried it with a banana. But I was afraid it might break and get lost up in me somewhere. Because they once took something out of a woman that was up there for years, covered with lime salts. They're all mad to get in there, where they come out of. Oh yeah, get in there where they come out of. You'd think they could never go far enough up. Then they're done with you, in a way, till the next time. Yes, because, and you realize these yes, because, which is not the opening, they also act as a kind of punctuation. They are stops, isn't it? So it is not quite true that there's no punctuation. There's no visible punctuation. But of course, also because you have to get breath to speak. Yes, because there's a wonderful feeling there, so tender, all the time. How did he finish it off? Yes, oh yes. I pulled him off into my handkerchief, pretending not to be excited. But I opened my legs. I wouldn't let him touch me inside my petticoat because I had the skirt opening at the up the side. I tormented the life out of him, first tickling him. I loved rousing that dog in the hotel. Certainly, probably she tickled the dog to the hotel. And obviously the bark, the dog went a walk, a walk, a walk. His eyes shut and birds flying below us. He was shy. All the same, I liked him. Like that moaning I made, that moaning I made him blush a little. I wonder if it's morning, I better have moaning here. When I got over him that way, then I unbuttoned him and took his out and drew back the skin. It had a kind of eye in it. They're all buttons, men. Down the middle on the wrong side of them. Molly Darling, that must be also an Irish song. He called me. What was his name? Jack, Joe, Harry, Molly, was it? So she obviously forgot his first name. Yes. Oh, that's where I stopped. Do we hear anything?
No.
I think a lieutenant he was.
Du musst wieder den Ton einschalten.
Ich merke es, aber das Problem ist, es ist built-in microphone. built in outs, but this.
Or a captain or admiral.
Kurt?
Yeah.
Okay. Should I go back?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yes.
The bird flying below us. He was shy. All the same, I liked him.
Oh.
Like that morning, I made him blush a little when I got...
Okay, it's okay.
When I unbuttoned him and took his out and drew back the skin, it had a kind of eye in it. They're all buttons, man. Down the middle on the wrong side of them. Molly, darling, he called me. What was his name? Jack, Joe, Harry Mulvey, was it? Yes. I think a lieutenant he was, rather fair. He had a laughing kind of a voice. So I went around to the what you call it. Everything was what you call it. Moustache, had he? He said he'd come back. Lord, it's just like yesterday to me. And if I was married, he'd do it to me. And I promised him yes, faithfully. I'd let him block me now. Flying. Perhaps he's dead or killed. Or a captain or admiral, it's nearly 20 years. If I said Fir Tree Cove, he would. If he came up behind me and put his hands over my eyes to guess who, I might recognise him. He's young still, about 40. Perhaps he's married some girl in the black water and is quite changed. They all do. They haven't half the character a woman has. She little knows what I did with her beloved husband before he ever dreamt of her. They could have put an article about it in the Chronicle. I was a bit wild after. When I blew out the old bag, the biscuits were in from Bernardi Brothers. It exploded. Lord, what a bang. All the woodcocks and pigeons screaming. Coming back the same way that we went over Middle Hill, round by the old guardhouse and the Jews' burial place, pretending to read out the Hebrew on them. I wanted to fire his pistol. He said he hadn't one. He didn't know what to make of me, with his peaked cap on that he always wore crooked as often as I settled it straight. HMS Calypso, swinging my hat. That old bishop that spoke off the altar, his long preach about woman's higher functions, about girls now riding the bicycle and wearing peak caps, and the new woman bloomers, God send him sense. And me more money. I suppose they're called after him. I never thought that would be my name, Bloom, when I used to write it in print to see how it looked on a visiting card or practicing for the butcher. And oblige, M. Bloom. You're looking blooming, Josie used to say after I married him. Well, it's better than Breen or Briggs. Just Brig, those awful names of bottom in them. Mrs. Ram's bottom, or some other kind of a bottom. Mulvey, I wouldn't go mad about either. Or suppose I divorced him. Mrs. Boylan. My mother, whoever she was, might have given me a nicer name, the Lord knows, after the lovely one she had. Lonita Laredo. The fun we had running along Willis Road to Europa Point, twisting in and out all around the other side of Jersey. They were shaking and dancing about in my blouse, like Millie's little ones now when she runs up the stairs. I loved looking down at them. I was jumping up at the pepper trees and the white poplars, pulling the leaves off and throwing them at him. He went to India. He was to write. The voyages those men have to make to the ends of the world and back. It's the...
Yeah. Yes, I think I left 10. Wait a moment. All right, hear me?
Yes.
I got lost. I think a lieutenant he was, rather fair. He had a laughing kind of a voice. So I went round to the, what do you call it? That is, when you don't know the name. Everything was, what do you call it? Moustache had. He said. He'd come back. Lord, it's just like yesterday to me. And if I was married, he'd do it to me. And I promised him, yes, faithfully. I'd let him block me. Now, flying. I hope I have the right passage. I don't quite follow here. Perhaps he's dead or killed, or a captain, or admiral. It's nearly 20 years. Of course, 20 years is always reminiscent of the Odyssey, because Odysseus was away for 20 years. If I said Firtree Cove, that's a place in Gibraltar, he would. If he came up behind me and put his hands over my eyes, to guess who? I might recognize him. He's young still, about 40. Perhaps he's married some girl on the Black Water, as they say, the River Black Water. And he's quite changed. They all do. They haven't half the character a woman has. She, the potential wife, little knows what I did with her beloved husband before he ever dreamt of her. In broad daylight, too. In the sight of the whole world. You might say, they could have put an article about it in the Chronicle. I think Chronicle is probably the newspaper there. I was a bit wild after when I blew out the old bag. The biscuits were in from Benedy Brothers. Must be a place. And exploded it. Lord, what a bag. All the woodcocks and pigeons screaming. Coming back the same way that we went over the middle hill, round by the old guardhouse and the Jews' burial place, pretending to read out the Hebrew on them, the gravestones. I wanted to fire his pistol. He said he hadn't one. He didn't know what to make of me, with his peak cap on, that he always wore crooked, as often as I settled it straight. His Majesty's ship, Calypso, so that may have been the boat, and Calypso, according to Berard, the French scholar, who wrote a whole book about place names in the Odyssey, and he said that Calypso lived on what now is Gibraltar. So there's that. Swinging my hat, that old bishop that spoke off the altar, his long preach about women's higher functions, about girls now riding the bicycle. You can imagine when women rode bicycles, there was a bit of a problem. And wearing peak caps and the new woman bloomers. Bloomers were light trousers that went to the knees. So they don't look very exciting to us now, but they were called bloomers after Mrs. Bloomer, who invented them. God send him sense and me more money is probably an Irish saying. I suppose they're called after him, Bloomer Bloom. course they're not. I never thought that would be my name, Bloom, when I used to write it in print to see how it looked on a visiting card or practicing for the butcher and oblige. Miss Madam Bloom, you're looking blooming, would be an obvious joke. Josie used to say, Josie Powell, as you know, they once were friends. Josie Powell was once flirting with Bloom, and then Bloom married, so Josie must have been jealous, Molly thinks. Josie used to say, after I married him. Well, it's better than Breen. She's now called Breen, or Briggs. Does Brick. There's obviously a joke on the name Briggs, which I don't get. All those awful names with bottom in them. You know, bottom is one of the words of the chapter. Mrs. Ram's bottom. Or some other kind of bottom. Molly, I wouldn't go mad about either. She thinks, what if I were married and were called Mrs. Mulvey? I wouldn't go mad about either. I suppose I divorced him. Now, that's quite a topic. I don't know about, I suppose I divorced him. That sounds very easy. But I can't imagine that for the lower class cup, like the Blooms, that she could just say, I divorce you. How the procedures would be, I have no idea. And what it is. There is a lawyer who wrote a whole book about divorce in Ulysses, and he claims that Bloom could very well have a divorce, which I didn't think, by doing all kinds of things. But I don't see, and I wonder if you do, in the whole book, any trace that Bloom ever would like to be divorced from Molly, quite apart from the fact that this wasn't a very common thing for the middle classes. Mrs. Boylan, she could be. My mother, whoever she was, might have given me a nicer name. So we know, and she knows, very little about her mother. There's not much information. We know a lot about Stephen's mother. We know something about Bloom's father, but not about Bloom's mother or Molly's mother. May a nicer name. The Lord knows. For the lovely one she had, Lunita Laredo. So that is a Spanish name. It contains the moon, of course. Laredo. And I've been told that Laredo is a family name in Gibraltar. Now, another problem is, in the British Army, if her father was a major, would the rather high-headed British Army, would they allow a major to marry a local girl? Or we don't know. The fun we had running along Willis's Road and Europa Point, that's the most outward point of it, twisting in and out all round the other side of Jersey. I don't know about that. What is the other side of Jersey? They were shaking and dancing about her breasts, obviously, in my blouse, like Millie's little ones. Now, when she runs up the stairs, I loved looking down at them. I was jumping up at the pepper trees and the white poplars, pulling the leaves off and throwing them at him. He went to India. Of course, British soldiers would go from one colony to the other. He went to India. He was to write. the voyages those men have to make to the ends of the world and back. Yeah, I think we stopped that one. We should hear something.
No. Microphone is alter.
Sorry about that. It seems to pop out every so often.
My blouse, like Maylie's little ones now when she runs up the stairs. I loved looking down at them. I was jumping up at the pepper trees and the white poplars, pulling the leaves off and throwing them at them. He went to India. He was to write. The voyages those men have to make to the ends of the world and back. It's the least they might get a squeeze or two at a woman while they can. Going out to be drowned or blown up somewhere. I went up Windmill Hills to the flats that Sunday morning with Captain Ruvius that was dead. Spyglass, like the sentry had. He said he'd have one or two from on board. I wore that frock from the Bon Marché, Paris, and the coral necklace. Straight, shining, I could see over to Morocco, almost the Bay of Tangier. White. The Atlas Mountain with snow on it, and the straits like a river, so clear. Harry, Molly, darling. I was thinking of him in the sea all the time after at Mass, when my petticoat began to slip down at the elevation. Weeks and weeks I kept the handkerchief under my pillow, the smell of him. There was no decent perfume to be got in that Gibraltar, only that cheap poo de España that faded and left a stink on you. More than anything else, I wanted to give him a memento. Gave me that clumsy clatter ring for luck that I gave Gardner going to South Africa, where those Boers killed him with their war and fever. But they were well beaten all the same, as if it brought its bad luck with it, like an opal or pearl. Must have been pure 16-carat gold, because it was very heavy. I can see his face, clean-shaven. Shriek!
Uh-huh. So, somehow the text always outruns me and I lose pass. Anyway. It's the least they might get a squeeze or two at a woman while they can. Going out to be drowned or blown up somewhere. I went up Windmill Hill to the flats that Sunday morning with Captain Rubio's that was dead. Spyglass I have here, like the sentry had. He said he'd have one or two from on board. I wore that frock from the B Marché, obviously the department of Bon Marché, Paris, and that coral necklace, the straits shining. I could see over to Morocco, almost the Bay of Tangier, white, and the Atlas Mountain. Gibraltar and the opposite is where the Greeks saw Atlas holding up the earth. Atlas Mountain with snow in it. and the streets, like a river, so clear. Harry, Molly darling, the song, I was thinking of him on the sea all the time after, at Moss, when my petticoat began to slip down at the elevation. That must be the elevation of the host, when probably you have to stand up in church. Weeks and weeks, I kept the handkerchief under my pillow for the smell of him. There was no decent perfume to be got in that Gibraltar. Only that cheap Bodis Banya that faded and left a stink on you more than anything else. I wanted to give him a memento. He gave me that clumsy cladder ring. That's a ring, I think, that shows two joined hands. Cladder ring for luck that they gave Gardner going to South Africa. Now the affair with Gardner, that must have been a few years back, three or four or five years, the Borwa. I don't think Bloom knows anything about that. I gave Gardner going to South Africa, where those Boers or Boers killed him with their war and fever. There was a lot of fever, of course. But they were well beaten, the Boers, the Dutch, South Africans, all the same, as if it brought its bad luck with it, like an opal or pearl. Still, it must have been pure 18-carat gold. And you could see from the spelling that Molly wouldn't know how you spell carat, the metal for gold, because it was very heavy. But what could you get in a place like that? The sand frog shower from Africa. There must be a...
No, that's not good.
And that derelict ship that came up to the harbour, Marie, the Marie, what do you call it? No, he had the moustache. That was Gardner. Yes, I can see his face, clean shaven, and then you get the song again of the train and the song with him, Free For All.
Here's from a train again, weeping tone. Once in the dear dead days beyond recall. Close my eyes, breath, my lips forward, kiss, sad look, eyes open, piano. Ere o'er the world the mists began, I hate that ismic. Come to love, sweet soul. I let that out full when I get in front of the footlights again. Kathleen Carney and a lot of squealers, miss this, miss that, miss the other, lot of sparrow farts. Skitting around, talking about politics, they know as much about as my backside. Anything in the world to make themselves some way interesting. Irish homemade beauties. Soldier's daughter am I, eh? And whose are you, bootmakers and publicans? I beg your pardon, coach, I thought you were a wheelbarrow. They'd die down dead off their feet if ever they got a chance of walking down the Alameda on an officer's arm, like me on the band night. My eyes flash, my bust, they haven't. Passion? God help their poor head. I knew more about men and life when I was 15 than they'll all know at 50. They don't know how to sing a song like that. Gardner said no man could look at my mouth and teeth smiling like that and not think of it. I was afraid he mightn't like my accent first. He's so English. Old father left me, in spite of his stamps. I've my mother's eyes and figure anyhow. He always said they're so snotty about themselves, some of those cads. He wasn't a bit like that. He was dead gone on my lips. Let them get a husband first that's fit to be looked at, and a daughter like mine. Or see if they can excite a swell with money that can pick and choose whoever he wants, like Boylan, to do it 4 or 5 times locked in each other's arms. Or the voice, either. I could have been a prima donna, only I married him. Come to love's old, deep down chin back, not too much, make it double. My lady's bower is too long for an encore about the moated grange of twilight and vaulted rooms. Yes, I'll sing Winds That Blow from the South that he gave after the choir stairs performance. I'll change that lace on my black dress to show off my bobs, and I'll, yes, my God, I'll get that big fan mended, make them burst with envy. My hole is itching me always when I think of it. I feel I want to. Oh, I feel some wind in me. Better go easy, not wake him. I'm at it again, slobbering, after washing every bit of myself, back, belly and sides. If we even had a bath itself, or my own room anyway, I wish he'd sleep in some bed by himself with his cold feet on me. Give us room even to let a fart god or do the least thing. Better, yes, hold them like that. A bit on my side, piano, quietly. Sweet. There's that train, far away, pianissimo. One more. So.
Going back to free from that train again, and the whistle of the train brings back the love's old sweet song. That train again. Of course, at that time you could hear a distant train because after midnight the city was no longer noisy. That train again, weeping tone. And then she rehearses mentally, quietly. Once in the dear days beyond recall, that's the beginning of Love's Sweet Old Song. Now, of course, in the recital here, Molly sings it, but when she's in bed, she would only imagine singing it. Dear days beyond recall. Close, and then she has... how do you act when you sing? Close my eyes, breath, my lips forward, kiss like a kissing, the sad look eyes. That is the, in a way, the acting instruction for the singer. Open piano, air o'er the world, the mist began to fall. The mist began. I hate that ist big. There's a consonant cluster. The mists began, so there are too many consonants for it. So it's not an easy part to sing. Ist spek comes love, sweet song. And of course, the song is prolonged. I let that out full when I get in front of the footlights again. Then she thinks of Kathleen Kearney. The next few lines bring us back to the song, to the short story in Dubliners, The Mother, where Mrs. Kearney, making use of the Irish fashion, that Irish songs come up again. They sing patriotic songs, and Molly hears about that. So that takes you to the mother, Dubliners, Kathleen Kearney, and her lot of squealers, miss this, miss that, miss the other, lots of sparrow farts, skitting around, talking about politics, so she doesn't think much of them. They know as much about music as my backside. Anything in the world to make themselves somewhat interesting. Irish homemade beauties. That's quite nice. Full of coming down. Soldier's daughter am I, that's a song. Aye, and whose are you? Bootmakers and publicans. Mrs. Kearney hired a bootmaker. So that is still anchored in the story. Bootmakers and publicans. I beg your pardon. Coach, I thought you were a wheelbarrow. Let me see. That must be from a fairy tale, maybe Cinderella or something like that. They die down death off their feet. If ever they got a chance of walking down the Alameda or on an officer's arm, like me, on the band night, my eyes flash, my bust, that they haven't. Passion. God help their poor head. I know more about men and life when I was 15 than they all know at 50. They don't know how to sing a song. Like the gardener said, no man could look at my mouth and teeth smiling like that and not think of it. I was afraid he mightn't like my accent first. He's so English. Of course, Gardner is an English name. All father left me, the accent, in spite of his stamps. We know that the father did some business in stamps, stamp collecting. I've my mother's eyes and figure. Anyhow, he always said they are so snotty about themselves, the British. Some of those cats. He wasn't a bit like that. He was dead gone on my lips. Let them, the others, those Irish girls, let them get a husband first that's fit to be looked at. And their daughter like mine. Or see if they can excite a swell with money, like Boylan, that can pick and choose whatever he wants, like Boylan, to do it 4 or 5 times, locked in each other's arms. That's a kind of a cliche of lovemaking. Or the voice either. I could have been a prima donna, only I married him. And now back to the song. Comes love's old, deep down, chin back, not too much to make it double. If you put the chin back, it looks like a double chin. Then another song, my lady's bower is too long for an encore. Of course, Molly imagined when she sings love's old sweet song in Belfast, there will be a demand for an encore, and she wonders which song would be suitable. My lady's bower is too long for an encore. About the moated grange at twilight, these must be words of that song, and vaunted rooms. So this is quite an old-fashioned kind of imagery. Moated grange and bower and vaunted rooms. Yes, I sing winds that blow from the south. And we've heard them earlier in the book. That he gave after the choirster's performance. I changed that lace on my black dress to show off my buffs. And I'll get that big fan mended, make them burst with envy. My hole is itching me always when I think of him. Boylan, I want to feel some wind in me. Better go easy, not wake him. Have him at it again, slobbering when we were to wake up. After washing every bit of myself, back, belly and side. She obviously washed herself in a wash stand. They didn't have bathtubs. If we had even a bath itself, that is an Irish version, if you had a bath itself, or my own room anyway. I wish he'd sleep in some bed by himself with his cold feet on me. The noble room is upside down. Give us room, even to let a thought, God, or do the least thing better. Yes. Hold them like that a bit on my side. Piano, quietly. Sweet, there's that train far away, pianissimo. Sweet, one more song. And so, obviously, she's also letting out a fart to the noise of a faraway train. And remember, Bloom, at the end of Sirens, did it in the streets, and also hid it, his little noise, behind a tram. So there's some kind of balance there, some kind of relationships. Good. Now it's the next movement.
That was a relief. Wherever you be, let your wind go free. Who knows if that pork chop I took with my cup of tea after was quite good with the heat. I couldn't smell anything off it. I'm sure that queer-looking man in the pork butcher's is a great rogue. I hope that lamp is not smoking, fill my nose up with smuts. Better than having him leaving the gas on all night, I couldn't rest easy in my bed in Gibraltar. Even getting up to sea, why am I so damned nervous about that? Oh, I like it in the winter, it's more company. Oh, Lord, it was rotten cold too that winter when I was only about 10, was I? Yes, I had the big doll with all the funny clothes, dressing her up and undressing. That icy wind skating across in those mountains, something Nevada, Sierra Nevada, standing at the fire. The little bit of a short shift I had up to heat myself. I loved dancing about it, then make a race back into the bed. I'm sure that fellow opposite used to be there the whole time, watching, with the lights out in the summer and I in my skin hopping around. I used to love myself then, stripped at the washstand, dabbing and creaming. Only when it came to the chamber performance, I put out the light too. So then there were two of us. Goodbye to my sleep for this night, anyhow. I hope he's not going to get in with those medicals, leading him astray to imagine he's young again. Coming in at 4 in the morning, it must be, if not more. Still, he had the manners not to wake me. What did they find to gabber about all night? Squandering money and getting drunker and drunker. Couldn't they drink water? Then he starts giving us his orders for eggs and tea, Finned and Haddie, and hot buttered toast. I suppose we'll have him sitting up like the king of the country, pumping the wrong end of the spoon up and down in his egg, wherever he learned that from. And I love to hear him falling up the stairs of a morning, with the cups rattling on the tray, and then play with the cat. She rubs up against you for her own sake. I wonder if she flees. She's as bad as a woman, always licking and lecking. But I hate their claws. I wonder, do they see anything that we can't, staring like that? When she sits at the top of the stairs so long, and listening, as I wait always. What a robber too, that lovely fresh place I bought. I think I'll get a bit of fish tomorrow, but today...
I think we stopped there.
Okay.
That was a relief. Wherever you be, let your wind go free. That's a kind of medical advice. Who knows if it's that pork chop I took with my cup of tea after. It was quite good with the heat. I couldn't smell anything off it in the pork butchers. The pork butcher is a great rope, she means the butcher there. I hope that lamp is not smoking. Fill my nose up with smuts. They would have an oil lamp. Better than having leaving the gas on all night. I couldn't rest easy in my bed in Gibraltar, even getting up to see why I am so damn nervous about that. Though I like it in the winter.
Yeah, Dr. Jansen.
Company. Oh, Lord, it was rotten cold, too, that winter. When I was only about 10, was I? Yes. I had a big doll with all the funny clothes, dressing her up and undressing. That icy wind skeeting across from those mountains. The something. Nevada, Sierra Nevada. So Nevada is snow, huh? I believe. Standing at the fire. With a little bit of a short shift I had up to eat myself. I left dancing about in it. Then make a race back into bed. I'm sure that fellow opposite used to be there the whole time watching with the lights out in the summer and I in my skin hopping around. I used to love myself then, stripped at the washstand, dabbing and creaming. Only when it came to the chamber performance, I put out the light too. Then there were two of us. Goodbye to my sleep for this night anyhow. I hope he is not going to get in with those medicals. She probably means the medical students that Blue met in the hospital and may have told her, leading him astray to imagine he's young again. Coming in at 4 in the morning, that's overdone, it was earlier. It must be. If not more. Still, he had the manners not to wake me. What do they find to gabber about all night, squandering money and getting drunker and drunker? She means men in general, not Bloom. Couldn't they drink water? Great idea to propagate in Ireland. Then he starts, that is Bloom, giving us orders for eggs and tea and Finn and Haddie and hot buttered toast. As we know, Bloom is triggered off by thinking that Bloom ordered her to make breakfast, which, as I keep repeating, in the whole previous chapter, there was not a single moment when this was likely. It doesn't mean that he didn't say it, but it's certainly not visible. It may be that he said, and tomorrow, but of course, for eggs and tea and Finn and Harry and hot, to get Finn and Harry, that is a fish, you'd have to go to the fish market early in the morning, and Molly would be unlikely to do that the next morning, especially after being awake so long. Hot buttered toast. I suppose we'll have him sitting up like the king of the country, pumping the wrong egg with the spoon up and down in his egg. And by the way, as I also said, in the fourth chapter, when Bloom is in the kitchen, he thinks that eggs are no good in this drought. And I think if eggs weren't very good yesterday morning, they may not be good for him this morning either. Wherever he learned that from. And I love to hear him falling up the stairs of a morning with the cups rattling on the tray. So you see, in a way, we come back to the early morning with the cups rattling on the tray. And then play with the cat. She rubs up against you for her own sake. I wonder how she flees. So she's as bad as a woman, always licking and letting. But a hither close. I wonder, do they see anything that we can't? Remember Bloom? Bloom thought, I wonder what I look like to her. And she has a similar kind of thing. Staring like that when she sits at the top of the stairs so long and listening as I wait, always. What a rubber, too, that lovely fresh place I bought. Place is, of course, the fish that is spelled P-L-A-I-C-E. A place, the fish. But that is how she would spell it, not knowing it, of course. That's, again, something that you cannot recreate in translation. That the fish place is a homonym with the other. No. So we still do a bit, and then I say stop.
Yes, I will, with some blancmange or blackcurrant jam, like long ago, not those £2 pots of mixed plum and apple from the London and Newcastle. Williams and Woods goes twice as far, only for the bones. I hate those eels. Cod, yes. I'll get a nice piece of cod. I'm always getting enough for three, forgetting. Anyway, I'm sick of that everlasting butcher's meat from Buckley's, loin chops and leg beef and rib steak and scrag of mutton and calf's pluck. The very name is enough. Or a picnic. Suppose we all gave 5 shillings each and or let him pay and invite some other woman for him. Who? Mrs. Fleming. And drive out to the Furry Glen or the strawberry beds. We'd have him examining all the horse's toenails first like he does at the letters. No, not with Boylan there. Yes, with some cold veal and ham, mixed sandwiches. There are little houses down at the bottom of the banks there, on purpose. But it's as hot as blazes, he says. Not a bank holiday, anyhow. I hate those Rock of Mary Ann coal boxes out for the day. Whit Monday's a cursed day, too. No wonder that bee bit him.
Yeah, I think we stop here. The bee. Yeah. I think I'll get a bit of fish tomorrow. Or today, is it? Friday. Yes, I will. With some blancmange. With black currant jam. Like long ago. Not those £2 pots of mixed plum and apple. From the London and Newcastle Williams and Woods, the shop. Goes twice as far. Only for the bones, fish. I hate those eels. Cod, yes. I'll get a nice piece of cod. I'm always getting enough for three. Forgetting anyway. I'm sick of that everlasting butcher's meat from Buckley's. Loin chops and leg beef and rib steak, a scrag of mutton and calf pluck. The very name is enough. Or a picnic. Suppose we all gave 5 shillings each. And... or let him pay it and invite some other woman for him. Who? Mrs. Fleming, the servant. And I drove out with the Furry Glen, that's a place up the Liffey, a place name, of course, or the strawberry beds, that is in Chapel Lizard, a section called the strawberry beds of the river. We'd have him examining all the horses' toenails first. Bloom being picky, like he does with the letters. No, not with Boylan there, yes. And some cold veal and ham, mixed sandwiches. There are little houses down at the bottom of the banks there, on purpose. But it's as hot as blazes, he says. It seems that Blazes Boylan says something like Blazes quite often, which gives him his name. Not the bank holiday, anyhow. I hate those Rock of Mary Ann coal boxes. I don't quite know what... wait a moment, there's a note here. No, there's nothing informative here. Out for the day. Whit Monday is a cursed day too. No wonder that bee bit him. We know that the bee stung bloom on Whit Monday. We've heard of that, and I think we can leave with that bee for the time and take it up next time. I'm also a bit hoarse right now. Good. So we'll do that. We'll do that next week then. Good. See you.
Hello again. Goodbye.